There is a Specsavers advert causing controversy in Australia and New Zealand. It started the Priceless Eyes project, and the basic premise is that Specsavers have, in secret, created a fake medical company to bring in unwitting, fully sighted people and ask them, how much would you sell your eyes for?
Good grace.
Both of my eyes?
Both of your eyes.
A dollar value?
My eyes.
Would that involve me not having my eyes?
Correct.
No way.
What sort of amount would you be asking for? What about $40 million per eye?
And never have, like, vision or anything?
$50 million?
Nothing.
$80 million per eye.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
$100 million?
I'm telling you now.
I couldn't give you a dollar figure. I'd be lying.
I wouldn't sell my eyes.
Don't want to sound rude, but probably no price.
The question itself is shocking, and these answers are understandable. But it's the statements that follow that are causing upset in the blind and partially sighted communities.
I just couldn't.
$200 million.
I couldn't.
Why?
Like, I've got a family. I need to be able to see my kids dance. My boys play soccer.
The thought of, like, never seeing my partner's face again or my family. Stuff.
I need my eyes.
I'm only 21, so I haven't seen much of the world. I don't know a price, I'm sorry.
You can't really put a price on your sight.
So I haven't been entirely honest with you. You're in a Specsavers ad.
Okay, good, because I really didn't want to lose my eyes.
It just makes me want to take care of my eyes a lot more.
The first thing I thought of was my girlfriend. I saw her this morning, but I only really saw her for about 5 minutes. I pretty much just said, I love you, and I said, I'll see you soon. And then just the thought of not being able to do that again, genuinely, like, broke my heart.
To me, they're priceless.
I'd say it's priceless.
Priceless.
So this is obviously a powerful way to make people realise the value of their eyes, and how important regular eye tests are. But has Specsavers chosen an angle that sacrifices the dignity of blind and partially sighted people in the process? Well, that's what Ian Kelly Costello of News Hub thinks, as she wrote in her opinion piece that the value of the lives of those of us whose eyes don't work or don't work optimally is needlessly sacrificed in this process. Framing it as a problem causing suffering is harmful and misguided. I am stating the Specsavers Priceless Eyes project paints a miserable picture of life without sight, which serves no one. It does a disservice to those losing their sight, whose bleak future, in this frame, consists merely of everything they cannot see. It also does a disservice to those of us, like me, who never had sight in the first place. Blind people's lives are as rich, complex, and varied as sighted people's. So, did Specsavers take it too far? Let's ask some of our colleagues in the RNIB Connect Radio offices. Simon Pauly, how did you feel the advert was? Did you think it was powerful? And do you think the people who are offended by the advert are justified?
Well, I don't know who's offended by it. Personally, I thought it was a great advert, to be honest. It's aimed, obviously, at sighted people, to try and waken people up about the importance of looking after your sight. I thought it was powerful, and I don't know what the fuss is about.
Read On's Robert Kirkwood. Have you seen the advert?
I have seen the advert. It's a very powerful message, but I can see both sides. I can see why people may be upset about it. It's a double-edged sword when you try to raise money for blind people. You've got to advertise the plight. On the other hand, coming from a blind charity, that can be seen as cold towards charities' customers.
Now, interestingly, Simon Pauly, partially sighted, did not see the problem in the advert. Robert Kirkwood, fully sighted, he can see the issue. I know that Alan Russell has strong opinions about the Specsavers advert as well.
Yes. yeah, I had the advert on. Obviously, I can't see what's on the screen, so I'm just going by the audio. But as far as I was concerned, it was a great advert. I think it's long overdue that we have something that's really powerful, because, you know, we've been telling people to have their eyes checked for years and years, decades, in fact, and it's still not a priority. So I think we really need something very hard-hitting to make people really think, what could I lose, and encourage people to do that. I think they did it in an incredibly dramatic way, but it really worked. And I think, you know, thumbs up, 5 stars, well done to them. And I appreciate that people may have issues with that, but at the end of the day, it's about people either saving their site or losing the site from something which could be preventable.
Now, many people have had an issue with this advert in Australia and New Zealand, including the person who wrote the opinion piece. Can you understand, as a blind man yourself, why people would take exception to this advert?
It's difficult to say. You know, I can't put myself in other people's shoes. But, you know, people are entitled to their opinions. Some people may think it's a bit too harsh. But as someone who has worked for a third sector charity trying to get people to have their eyes checked, you know, I think it's long overdue. I can understand that it may upset people, but sometimes you have to do that to get a strong message across to make people think.
And content producer Barry Snell, when we were discussing this in the office yesterday, you were very vocal. Now, you were surprised when you watched the advert. Do you think adverts that are shocking like this have a place in putting a message of prevention out there?
I do. I really do. And on reflection, 24 hours later, I still probably feel the same way. I think it was very powerful. The numbers that were being mentioned were astronomical. I think somebody knocked back, was it 80 million per eye?
I believe someone knocked back 200 million per eye.
Well, there you go. And it's not, that just shows how precious eyesight is. And yeah, I thought it was just a unique way of doing it. I don't personally see what the problem is. Eyesight is so important. People aren't having their eyes tested enough. What better way to showcase how precious your eyes are and the importance of going for a regular eye test?
So when's the last time you had your eyes checked?
Not for a while, and I should do it then.
Quite a few years.
And back to Simon Pauly with the final word.
And I just thought, actually, as it's aimed at a sighted audience, I thought it has to be a certain way. I think some people are taking umbrage at the fact that it makes it look like blind people can't have a life if they don't have sight. But that's the perception, perhaps, of people with sight. So, you know, it's horses for courses.
So that's it from the offices of RNIB Connect Radio. Back to you in the studio, Stephen Scott.
Thank you, Chris. I've got to say, I'm quite surprised by some of the results. I think Chris is actually popping in now. Chris is coming back in from the office because, you know, Chris, I was really surprised to hear what people had to say there. And I'm really surprised at Simon and Alan. I kind of thought they'd be more against it.
Yeah, well, Simon's usually against everything, but...
yeah, well, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. I found this myself as well. When I first watched the advert, I watched it with my wife, who is fully sighted. She got very emotional watching the advert. I mean, it's designed that way to make you really emotional. And coming out of the advert, she said, it really worked on me. Like, she was really determined to then get a sight test, but she also said, because of the context I'd laid it out, she's like, I can understand why people are upset about that, and I can see it from the point of view that people would get really angry. Yet when we speak to Simon Pauly, who's partially sighted, Alan Russell, who's blind, they don't see the issue. They can't understand why people would get angry about this, because, as Simon says, it's directed at people who are fully sighted, encouraging them to save their sight by getting regular eye tests.
Which I think is good, and I agree with that. I think we need to find ways to get people to take their eyes more seriously. I don't think this is the way to do it. I don't like this idea, and I think it's because there's a second step that everyone's forgetting here. Yes, you're saying, look at how much you should value your eyes. How much do you value them? To what value, either financially or otherwise? The problem then is, someone goes for an eye test and is told they've got a condition that means they're going to go blind. Do they then immediately think, because all of this predication has been done, the suggestion is, well, your life will be awful. Oh, now it will be awful. Yeah. And that's my fear, that it's not so much for someone who goes and gets their eyes tested. Everything's fine. That's great. Carry on with your life. It's when you get the bad news, then what? Because you've already got it in your head how bad it's going to be, because that's the opinion that's been given to you. It's interesting. Simon said this ad is for sighted people, and it is. But actually, it's not. It's for everybody. But yeah, it is for sighted people to get their eyes tested, and of course it's about prevention. But it's also, for me, we need to find a better way of marrying this up. I don't doubt it's a difficult thing. RNIB has this problem. You're talking to two audiences, people who you don't want to lose their sight. You want to make sure that the, you know, prevention of sight loss is key. But at the same time, what you're trying to do is say to people who are blind, you've got a life, everything's great. You know, not everything's great, but life will return to some kind of normality, maybe in just a new kind of normality.
This advert very much focuses on the doom and dread of losing your sight, which is the shocking element, I think, that would propel people to get out and get their eyes tested. But at the same time, there's absolutely nothing about if you do have an issue or if something is discovered in one of these eye tests, what's available to you?
Yeah, what's the next step then? Because it's all very well saying, you know, well, you know, life would be terrible. I'd lose the ability to see my children grow up. Yeah, you will. But at the same time, you're not losing your children. Your experience continues in a different way. And, you know, the one that I remember spending time, I used to spend a lot of time in train stations, don't ask, but traveling a lot. I think I lived my life on the West Coast mainline for a long time. And I sat in a train station one day and there was a guy, we were sitting in the mobility bit. And there was a guy sitting there, and he said, "Can you just mind me asking?" He said, "I spotted you're quite keen." He said, "I'm losing my sight." And he said, "I'm really worried about reading." And it was interesting that he picked up on that right away. He said, I worry about a lot of things, but I really worry about reading. And I said, "Well, you know there's audiobooks." And he's like, "Yeah, but how do I use audiobooks?" And I said, "Okay, well, I'll show you how I do it."
Uh-huh.
And I just showed him. And he's like, "All right, okay." And it was as if in a couple of seconds, he'd gone from, "I've been worrying about this for a year," to, "I can do this."
I get it, yeah.
And I think we're missing that message in that. Not saying that we don't do that, because I think RNIB has shifted now in the right way to see the person, not the sight loss, which means we are focusing more on life as a blind person rather than the blindness itself. I think that's good. I think we're doing the right thing. I think this ad misses a trick by providing that next step. But I can understand why they've done it, because their job's to get people in to do eye tests and buy glasses and stuff. So I get what they've done, but I just think there's maybe a missing link there.
Yeah, they are literally called Specsavers.
Yes, exactly. But no, very interesting story. Thanks for bringing it up.
It was a great debate, actually. In the office, Barry mentioned that he had had 24 hours to think about it. That's because yesterday this sparked a debate in the office, and then we decided to take the mic out into the office today. But it stuck with a lot of us. I think a lot of us have still been talking about it, and we're still talking about it. And we really hope that the listeners of the Daily Connect join the conversation.
Always welcome, radio@rnib.org.uk. Or you can get in touch with us on social media at RNIB Radio on Twitter, or you can find us on Facebook. Thanks, Chris.
The Daily Connect podcast.